Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Joe Biden has said that the win by Donald Trump in Iowa, in the Iowa caucuses, didn't mean anything. He only got like 50K. Of course, Donald Trump got 51%, for one thing. But this is part of the minimizing tactic that they're trying to do right now. Now they're just minimizing. It's all kind of one thing, right? We're going to minimize it, but then we're going to say Donald Trump can destroy democracy. And then, if you don't start believing that and acting accordingly, then now you're the problem, folks. You're the voters. The voters are the problem. It will go on and on and on. So fasten your seatbelt, folks, as we get ready to really get into this election season now with the Iowa caucuses behind us, the New Hampshire primary just right before us now. It is going to be... well, very interesting, to say the least. And we're going to be right here with you through the whole process, everybody. And don't forget, if you'd like to head over to my website, go to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message simply by clicking on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. If you're with us live here on this Saturday morning edition, the weekend edition of the program, if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, we will open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon. So once again, we'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, and we'll take your questions and comments then. And by the way, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, our home station, our flagship station there in Tampa, Florida. Everybody on 930, AM 930. Everybody across the GCN network as well, and we really appreciate everybody at GCN working so hard for the program. And talk about working so hard for the program, we've got none other than Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook with us again this morning. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I tell you what, before we start talking about more stuff in the Middle East and politics and so forth, we got a really nice message from listener Joan up in Seattle, Washington. She listens on GCN up in Seattle. And she had some wonderful, kind words for you. I mentioned in hour number one that I would definitely pass that on. And I just want to give you a chance to respond to listener Joan. She just really, really said some nice things to you.
Well, thank you so much. I am humbled and flattered that someone would reach out and pass that along. So thank you so much for that, really.
Oh, indeed. And she mentioned your puppy, too, hoping the puppy can take some of the daily frustrations away.
He does, actually. So she pegged that one. He does. I really thought that he would only be around 40 pounds when I adopted him from the Humane Society, but he's pushing 70. And it's pretty fascinating, but, to watch him, I've had dogs all my life, but I hardly remember puppies, but this one's interesting.
Very cool.
He's fun.
Well, they do make, yeah, absolutely. And we've heard from a listener, Joan, in Seattle before. And, you know, it's really great to know, too, that the program reaches that far. And it's always great to hear from everybody. And especially when they give us such a nice message like that. Much, much appreciated.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, Denise. Of course, we're looking at what the U.S. could do regarding the Middle East.
Let me say this.
Sure.
There's an organization called Mujahideen El-Kalk, or Kalk, okay, otherwise known as MEK. And Mujahideen has a, you know, kind of a negative connotation to it, but they are Iranians that are working for the Iranians and not for the regime. And we might remember years ago when Netanyahu did a presentation of what they found in a warehouse in Iran. Anybody remember that one? It was full of documents and so forth that talked about their nuclear program and all those kinds of things. I mean, it was this massive warehouse that they did a raid on. Well, that's because Israel and the West, the United States, works with MEK. Now, the former leader of MEK, Masoud Rajavi, actually was under the guard of the United States to keep him protected, but in October of last year, he died under U.S. supervision. Mm-hmm. Nobody mentions MEK, but I would say that we should be supporting, and I think that Mike Pompeo would say so, too. We should not only be supporting MEK, but we should be using them to help us with a new target package inside Iran. I like Lindsey Graham or not, but when he said that the United States should start bombing some of the oil locations, yes, in Iran. I'm beginning to think that that's probably one of the right things to do. That ought to be included in target package, too.
Well, you know, I'm glad you said that. We heard from Rick in Tampa just a little while ago before you came on the program, and he was talking about exactly the same thing, maybe go after an oil field. In other words, demonstrate how serious this is. And, you know, I know a lot of people, Denise, would say, well, you don't want to start a war. But as you so aptly put, you know, they brought the war to us. They believe they are at war with us.
If we're bombing Iranian militias, wherever they may be, you know, Israel is doing that with, you know, peace parts with Hezbollah and Hamas, and we're doing it with the Houthis. We're at war. I mean, it's undeniable here at this point.
Exactly.
Nobody will admit that.
Well, and as you mentioned about Biden not wanting to be a wartime president, I tell you what, we're going to start hearing the music here in just a moment. So if you hold that question, when we come back, let's expand on that a little bit more. And plus, we'll talk about other stuff. And by the way, folks, we will open up the telephone lines if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon this morning. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, and we hope to see you then. But stay right there, folks. We've just got to pay a couple of bills, give a couple of messages here real quick. We're coming right back with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Kyle Warren with you.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Blackberry Smoke, bringing us in here on the weekend edition of the program, everybody. And I got to tell you, we're having fun. We really are having fun. And that's one of the great hallmarks of this program here is that, you know, we talk about a lot of very serious things, things that really do affect planet Earth in very substantial ways. But we do have a lot of fun here on the program talking about it. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And don't forget, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you have any questions or comments for our Denise Simon. And we'll be starting to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. But welcome back, Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, just real briefly, when we were getting ready to go out to the break, you know, the idea, you've mentioned this before, and I'd like for you to expand on it a little bit, because the idea of Biden not wanting to be a wartime president, I mean, just traditionally, you know, a lot of times it's thought that presidents will say, well, they'll never change horses in midstream if we're at war. You know, I mean, it's almost like a joke, you know, in political science. It's like, well, if I just start a war, they'll probably rally around me and then I'll be fine for reelection. You know, that kind of thing. But there is an aversion to this, you think?
For decades, we've heard something said about the military-industrial complex. I don't know what the proposed Pentagon budget is, but we're in the realm of $850 billion. $850 billion.
Wow.
$850 billion. When you compare that kind of money and that kind of industrial complex to countries, adversarial countries, China and Russia, they're not even, they're less than half of that. Half. We keep saying, we keep hearing that we have the most mighty, powerful military in the world. Do we? How would we know? If we are using that $850 billion the way we should be, we would be a whole lot more peaceful across the globe than we are today. So I have to ask the question, what's the problem? Well, it's risk adverse.
Right.
We don't want, you know, we work hard not to, you know, we strike a target. We work hard not to take out any kind of innocent civilians, and that's good. But it's become, it's gotten to the point where we're so risk adverse that if there's one potential, one small potential that, you know, two civilians may be killed, we eliminate it. We take it off the options list. Well, when you're at war, war is ugly. I would argue if we had done the right thing early on in Ukraine, which includes going all the way back to the Obama administration and then in the Trump administration, and certainly with the Biden administration, you know, one-third of Ukraine would not be sitting in rubble. I mean, it wouldn't look like Gaza.
Right.
If we had done the right thing, Gaza wouldn't have looked like Gaza. You know? So, what are we doing here? And how would we know that we have the most mighty military in the world? We can do an awful lot of things on the offense, you know, on the offense that we're not doing and should have done. Then you wouldn't have to be a wartime president. So, we're in a pathetic situation. Most of our tanks, we kept hearing about tanks that are going over to Ukraine. Most of the tanks that we have, we don't use anymore. And those that we have are not even in the United States. They're in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why are we stacking up tanks in Europe?
Well, presumably for, you know, the traditional idea that, well, what happens if Russia comes through Europe?
Well, then what? If you come through Europe, what countries is Russia going to hit first? Eastern Europe, right?
Well, that's right.
So
yeah.
Let's put all those tanks in Eastern Europe.
Yeah. Well, for so long, though, I mean, the wargaming of that, like for Soviet Union, they would sacrifice, you know, all kinds of land for tank battles as they come through. I mean, they knew that Russia would begin to overrun very quickly, and so a lot of that would just be laid waste and then try to beat
it. The United States doesn't, you know, we haven't really fought a ground war in years. You know, we had, the closest we got was, you know, certain conflicts that we've had in the fairly recent past in Afghanistan, in Iraq, because, you know, we had to go door to door. But for the most part, everything's gone to tech. Everything's gone to drones. Everything has gone to dropping ordnance from fighter jets. Okay, so you don't have to use ground troops. But, I mean, if you really think about it, what Israel is doing in Gaza is they've got ground troops, but because they're having to deal with tunnels. Well, Ukraine's not dealing with tunnels, but they're really fighting a ground war.
Right.
And we could have made it such that nobody has to do that.
Right, because they don't have air power right now. And this idea of trying to get them the F-16s. But there's so much aversion to trying to stop an aggression. Now, is it for fear that we won't win it very quickly? We could look bad. We could make mistakes. You know, it could be prolonged. You'll have to go to the so-called boots on the ground, and that's always the first question: are there going to be boots on the ground? And it's like they never want to get to that point.
If you do the right thing, you don't have to use boots on the ground.
Well, sure.
Period.
But again, this notion, and also there's the political aspect, especially in the Middle East, because the Biden administration is already taking all kinds of heat from the Arab voting bloc, basically, for lack of a better term, because of its support for Israel to begin with. Can you imagine what it might look like if Biden
and he's taking it from the Democrats because the Democrats don't want to spend any money on any kind of conflict. They want all the money to be retooled, to be rediverted to social issues. So we can continue to give money to Planned Parenthood or to teachers unions or to DEI or CRT and, you know, that kind of stuff. So if he went to get authorization from Congress to enter into war, he's not going to get it. See what I'm saying? Because
exactly.
they're all about social issues, social justice.
Well, and that in and of itself is a form of self-imposed isolationism that says we're going to turn a blind eye to our leadership responsibilities in the world, for one thing, but also the practical issues of solving problems internationally along, you know, with our allies and so forth in concert. But it, as you said, but just to just maintain and build up our power structure here as a, in perpetuity for people who become dependent on us.
Well, you know, if we don't want to be the world's police, well, I keep hearing that. But we're really not under the Biden administration. We're not the world's police, right?
No, not at all. In fact, yeah, we're not answering the phone or something like that.
And it occurred to me the other day that, you know, we had Guantanamo Bay. Guantanamo Bay, well, let's go back further. We had all these CIA black sites. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Hundreds of them. And what were we doing with those black sites? Well, we're detaining anybody that we thought was Al-Qaeda or associated with Al-Qaeda or in support of Al-Qaeda. Now, like the black sites or not, we, you know, escalated some of those cases, person by person, terrorist by terrorist, and a lot of them ended up in Guantanamo. Well, I would argue today that we probably have more terrorists out there if you throw in the Mexican drug cartels, to the point where not only do we need more black sites again, but we need a bigger Guantanamo.
Indeed. Yeah, and that was all brought about because they figured we don't want to bring terrorists to our soil, so this is a great place to do it, and voila, it was born.
Yeah, so yeah. We're not bringing terrorists to our soil. Okay, fine. Well, look what's happening in Suez, the Red Sea. You know, the Sea of Oman, you know, it's a mess, which is not only hurting Europe, but it's hurting, you know, an awful lot of the world because you can't transport cargo. I mean, 30% of the world's cargo is going through those shipping channels.
Indeed. Well, Denise Simon, hold that thought right there, folks. Folks, this is the kind of discussion that we just really like to get into. And if you're not hearing this in other places, I think, overnight in America. But we're bringing it to you. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming back with Denise Simon. We'll open up the telephone lines as well. Stay right there, everybody. We're having fun.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The House passed legislation extending government funding into March, a step that ensures federal workers will remain on the job, but does nothing about high debt levels, crossings at the southern border, and the war in Ukraine. Concerns about a wider conflict growing as the war between Israel and Hamas continues. Pakistan now has carried out strikes in Iran, More snow in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Back-to-back storms spreading at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states. The amount of U.S. Capitol Police threat assessment cases are up heading into an election year. Last year, over 8,000 cases, but that number is likely to go up. Ford is cutting production of the F-150 Lightning electric pickup after weaker than expected sales. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I'm going to put him in there.
You're listening to Kyle One.
One way or another.
Weekend edition is flying by, folks. There is something to do. There's an Einstein equation somewhere that will explain why the time just flies by on this program. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. We're back. We're back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
And did you want to finish up a thought there when the music started coming up as we headed out to the last break?
No, I think I'm good. I think I made my point. Oh. May not have been the best point, but it's out there.
Well, you always make good points. And
thank you.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I think a lot of people are wondering each day. I mean, there's another shoe that's going to drop in these conflicts. And unfortunately, indecisiveness, I think maybe we can all agree, is one of the major factors that's causing, that kind of thought and trepidation.
I go back to when the left, and all these leftist organizations were accusing George Bush of going to war for oil. Going to war for oil. He's only about oil. And the same thing was said about Dick Cheney. Well, nobody's saying that anymore because oil, in fact, is the lifeblood. It isn't solar, and it isn't, windmills. It's oil. It's natural gas.
So, in other words, I don't think we have to worry about anybody ever storming our shores to say, they're coming for our solar collectors.
Exactly.
They've got some windmills, and we're going to take them back. We're going to plunder the windmills. All right. So I tell you what, Denise, we've got Rick in Tampa. We talked with him earlier, and I'm sure what you're talking about maybe has sparked something with Rick again this morning. But let's head over to line one, and we'll say good morning to Rick. Good morning, Rick in Tampa.
Good morning, Kyle. I promise I'm not trying to be an air hog, but I wanted to say hi to Denise.
Hello, sure.
Denise.
Hi.
Sure.
And hi, I hope your dog doesn't, your 70-pound boisterous boy doesn't have a tail that sweeps everything. I got a parrot who chews everything. And I was curious, Denise, what do you think about Nikki Haley accepting Democratic money? What do you think that's going to happen? It obviously, it to me, it's a tell that shows me that instead of patriotic altruism, this is more of a megalomania about self, you know, her selfish political ambition. But that's aside from the point. What do you think the voters of New Hampshire, the Republican voters of New Hampshire, how they're going to react? Is that going to push them away from her? You know, I'm curious about that. And one more point. You and I should be running things in the skies over that part of the world over there. And if we were, it would be a lot different. In the
I know. I
but,
wouldn't have a joystick, you know, in my hand.
If you hit those oil fields, it's tough to sell oil that's already been burned.
That's right.
We set a bunch of oil fields on fire, and the price of terrorism is going to go really, really high.
Indeed.
Anyway, so good morning. I'll let you guys go.
Hey, thanks, Rick. We appreciate the call very much. All right, Rick and Tampa, everybody.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Ron DeSantis, like him or not, he's already pretty much conceded that he's not going to do well in New Hampshire. But he was on Neil Cavuto's show yesterday, and I listened to his answers, and again, I'll say it again, I don't want him president now. But anyway, it was really quite interesting of what he said, that this guy is absolutely in the fight to fight the fight, and he's fearless. And he's going up against anything that they're throwing at him. But when he says that Nikki is bought and paid for, by the left, by corporations, and there's an awful lot of truth to that. And here's the other fascinating thing. Apparently the Daily Mail had an article in there that wasn't terribly positive about Nikki Haley. Well, guess what happened? She banned them from attending her town halls in New Hampshire. So she's banning the media.
Oh, wow.
Big yes.
Time. Yeah.
Well, that pretty much says it all, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, but, you know, her campaign, though, you know, and I understand, you know, why all the different candidates come out and run for president. You know, I get it. But with Nikki Haley's campaign, it seems like sometimes it feels like there's something there, and then other times it kind of feels like it's lacking something. And I'm not trying to be mean-spirited. I just mean that there doesn't seem to be, like, a sense of inevitability for Nikki Haley at this point. And I don't know if it's just because this is really kind of the first time she's come out and run for president, you know, or is it the message? Is it the way that they structured this? But it doesn't feel like it's a juggernaut.
They're certainly trying to put that in there. When you got Ken Langone, who is the co-founder of Home Depot, that is watching carefully Nikki Haley, because he's ready to write a big fat check to her. Interestingly enough, he's not completely sold on her yet to write that big fat check. But we also have seen the colossal difference between New Hampshire voters and Iowa voters, right?
Indeed, yeah.
So that goes to tell you that, you know, states are very different from each other. And it's remarkable to me that, and I think I said this yesterday, that 14% of the caucus goers, only 14% of the Iowa caucus goers showed up. 14%. And of that 14%, Trump got 51%.
Right.
So all of a sudden everybody wants everybody else to drop out and just hand it over to Trump. But when Trump is still has all of these issues, these legal cases, right or wrong, is sitting in his lap. And we don't know what the ultimate decisions are going to be, especially coming out of Georgia, because this one with Fannie Willis is getting fascinating. But it,
Well, exactly. But I guess maybe under a normal circumstances, and because of the presence of Trump, because he's coming back after being president, because this is a grudge match, you know, grudge match 24, that kind of thing. There's these different dynamics here that if it was just a, quote, normal Iowa caucus thing, we'd sort of pay homage to the other administration, say, I'll carry on what they did right and I'll fix what they did wrong and vote for me. That's why I think people like Haley and even DeSantis and all the others, by the way, they can't get that kind of traction because Trump is so overshadowing this thing.
Well, and we need to have that discussion on who's going to work again in a Trump administration, knowing that the left is never going to stop their attacks on him and anybody else that's in his administration. I mean, right now, we remember Peter Navarro. Anybody remember him?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
He's still in the mix because the Justice Department seeks a 6-month prison sentence for Peter Navarro. So his troubles haven't gone away. That sends a huge message to anybody that wants to work in a Trump administration that the Department of Justice, it's just as infected as you know, any other government agency as this White House is. And, you know, in a new administration, how is Trump going to clean out a Department of Justice? You'd have to wipe out, what, 80,000 lawyers in Washington, D.C., and the
right.
lobbyists.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'd have to do, you know, as you said, such extensive house cleaning. But isn't that a weaponization that's going on of the Justice Department?
There's no question about it.
Yeah.
I mean, especially, when it comes to the J6ers. Okay. Well, you know, it could actually be a bloodbath. And should be a bloodbath, but you can better believe that 80,000 lawyers are going to end up being about 160,000 lawyers for whatever Republican president gets into office, especially Trump.
Mm-hmm. And they're accusing Trump, you know, if he were to be reelected, that he would precisely weaponize the Department of Justice. But it's already been. I mean, this is so terrible how they try to, you know, flip the script like that.
No, there's no argument for me by a long stretch.
Denise,
you know,
Simon,
I don't hear Nikki Haley talking about cleaning up the Department of Justice. I hear Ron DeSantis saying it, but not Nikki Haley.
Indeed. Well, Denise Simon, thanks for sticking with us here on the Weekend Edition. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
You too. All right, thanks.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com is the website. Go over there and check it out. Folks, we are coming right back right after this. Final segment for the Weekend Edition. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Weekend edition continues. KyleWarrenShow.com. That's the website if you'd like to send us a direct message. You can also find me on Facebook there. You can also find me on X there as well. We've got links for social media. We've also got, of course, live streams for the program. So if you're ever out of the area, you can take the program with you wherever you want to go. We've got our GCN live live streams there, links to that. We've also got links to TheAnswerTampa.com. That's our Salem Media home station, our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And so, again, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we have so much to talk about as we continue into this final segment for the weekend edition. And once again, I hope that regardless of snow or rain or what have you, I hope that you have some great that you have a great weekend this weekend. And as always, we'd love to hear from you. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website if you'd like to go over there, send us a direct message. I wanted to listen in here. Salem Media host Hugh Hewitt had a great commentary, and it talks about this idea of going after or saying that Donald Trump is going to destroy democracy and this kind of thing. I wanted to listen in on that and then make a couple of comments on it. So here we go, Hugh Hewitt with a commentary about the media crying about tyranny. Here we go.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. Former President Trump logged a blowout win in Iowa, the first contest of the GOP primary contest for presidency in 2024. And with it, We got continued cries from elite media outlets. Tyranny approaches. Despotism is just offstage. Guillotines are being sharpened. Well, no one actually said that guillotines are being sharpened, but that specific red light warning may have simply not made it past the editors of the river of op-eds warning about the return of Donald Trump, appearing in recent weeks in the New York Times, the Washington Post, or the entire issue of The Atlantic. The hysteria would be amusing. Indeed, it's already amusing to some if it weren't both predictable and boring. If anyone genuinely believes that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, they've either drunk the Kool-Aid or they spilled it on their copy of the Constitution. That is a silly alarm, one that should be laughed at, not indulged. The Constitution is very strong. Pay no attention to the media-empowered alarmists.
All right, great, great commentary there from Hugh Hewitt. And I wanted to listen in on that and play that for you this morning because, again, yes, see, they are trying to raise that alarm. And he calls it a silly alarm. I really think that's exactly right. And is also one of the most important things he said there in that commentary was that the Constitution is very strong. You see, this is one of the things that I think the far left wants you to gloss over. Without a second thought. They want you to roar by the Constitution as if it was this ancient document that nobody really understands or that it doesn't really apply to us today overall or that the structure that it created, that the founders created with the Constitution strong enough to last through these problems. You know, you ever hear the term, you know, constitutional crisis? Well, this will force a constitutional crisis. Well, we may have constitutional crisis, but we have a mechanism by which to resolve those constitutional crises, right? We have the Supreme Court. And, of course, the ultimate problem in terms of the Civil War, that's another story, I think, altogether. But generally speaking, the Republic endures because, as Hugh Hewitt was just saying, the Constitution is very strong. So strong, in fact, that for the left to make you think that somehow just electing Donald Trump is going to now be the end of our democracy, there will be no more elections, he will be, quote, in power, and so forth, it will go on and on and on. They're just doing that to try to dupe you. They're trying to dupe you the same way that they dupe you for so many other things. You know, remember Joe Biden? They're going to try to put y'all back in chains. Can you imagine any other politician saying things like that? Offensive things like that? They bank on these things, my friends. They bank on the idea that they can simply manipulate you and make you believe that the structure of our republic is not sufficient to stand up. Because in reality, what they want to do is they want to subvert the basic tenets of the Constitution. And I'm not talking about rank-and-file Democrats, people who are registered Democrat, and they live across the highways and byways of the land. I'm talking about the far-left Democrat Party elite, people who realize, otherwise, why would you have people like Hillary Clinton say things like, well, you know, we are moving towards one person, one vote. And that is supposed to sound incredibly egalitarian. Wow, she really wants everybody to just have an equal voice. This is the way we should do it. We should dispense with the Electoral College, and we should just have a popular vote. Well, folks, if you think that the far left is trying to get you to give up on the Constitution, one of the best indicators is the idea that, hey, we got to get rid of this antiquated Electoral College thing. Because one person, one vote sounds, again, like it's equality-minded. My vote is has no more weighted than my neighbor's vote. So we all just vote. But what they don't take into account, what they don't tell you, it's kind of like Joe Biden saying, I'm for massive changes at the border. But if these Republicans would simply sign the thing or vote the thing in that I sent over in 2021, well, but it had all these massive things about citizenship and all this stuff that the Republicans could never in good conscience agree to. And then, but then go out and tell half the story, the president does, in my opinion, half the story. Hey, they're not letting me do this. They're holding it up. All I want to do is make these massive changes, and these Republicans won't let me. Well, they're only telling you half the story. How about let's get rid of the Electoral College because, we're just going to do one person, one vote. The popular vote should prevail. That is democracy. Well, again, they want to throw out everything about the Constitutional Republic aspect of this. And second of all, they don't want to tell you that by throwing out the Electoral College that they will now disenfranchise millions of voters across the country who will never have another say at all who becomes president of the United States. And that is supposed to be fair. That's supposed to be equal. Well, of course it isn't. But this is exactly what people do. And then what happens again is they try to convince you that, we're just going to throw this stuff away. We'll do something else. But what we're going to do is going to be so much better. You know, and it almost echoes the old kind of thing of socialism doesn't really work. Communism doesn't really work. In fact, it's incredibly destructive, and as we know, history is replete with these examples. But what do they always say? Well, they didn't try it right. They just didn't try it right, and that was their problem. But, we have this better way of socialism. We have a better way of communism, and we're gonna do it right this time. And when we do it right, everything's going to be just fine. But, of course, we know that doesn't hold any water. We know that that's untrue. Here's the thing. The Constitution has been here now, for well over two centuries. It survives. It is robust. It is something that gives us the opportunity to resolve differences, to come up with a final answer. What's your final answer? Well, the Supreme Court's final answer, right? This kind of thing. But one of the things that is really starting to fall away right now is that people say, well, I don't agree that there's a final answer. I don't agree that our system, is closed in that regard, that you get to a conclusion. And so what do? Oh, well, we just go protest in front of the Supreme Court Justice's house. And they didn't vote the way I wanted them to. They did not follow my politics. What did they do? They followed the law. And so now, of course, now the law is only meant to be a political interpretation and not something that is interpreted, consistently or anything like that. And that's a very, very sad thing, folks. But I'll tell you what, we're not going to be sad. We are going to be optimistic because we feel that this message is getting out there. And we feel that this is something that the American people are starting to really sit up and say, okay, the Democrats are going way, way, way too far with this. And we got to stick with something that works. So I'll tell you what, folks, have a great weekend. Thanks for being with us today. Thanks to everybody, the guests, the callers, everybody, the listeners, everybody out there. Kyle Warren with you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you bright and early on Monday morning.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.